It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Palace in Coldwater as the JV girls are taking on the Coldwater Cavaliers. I'm alongside Diana Rammel.
You're welcome.
I haven't seen these girls play in a while, Diana, so you can fill me in for a split second.
All right. Well, I'm not sure exactly of their record, but they're just getting better every game. So
5-9.
5-9. Yeah, they're getting better every game, and I'm seeing a lot of improvement with this JV team. A lot of freshmen out there learning the game, I think. So they've become patient and have just done a real nice job getting better. So
the game has started. Diana or Whitley Rammel will give it over to Knapp. Up top to Grace Guggenbiller, over to the Luthold. Back up top to Knapp, over to Guggenbiller. Grace will pull up about a 15-footer up and good.
Nice shot by Grace. She's got a nice little jump shot.
And they'll put the Indians on the board first here in the first quarter. Kawar will bring it down. Number 14, Bria Dews. We'll give it over to number 4, Ava Gear, and she gives it back to Dews. Back to Ava. Ava will go baseline on Guggenbiller. She'll give it up to number 31, Molly Steinke of Coldwater. Back over to Shelby Gear. And all the way up top to Ava Gear.
Nice defense by the Indians. Trying to get the ball in. They can't quite get it in. So
Gear will fire up a 2. Up no good. Rebound by Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller then will be fouled.
Nice.
So foul be on number 4, Ava Gear.
A strong rebound by Grace Guggenbiller. She's going to be a nice player when she grows and gets, stronger and older.
Yeah.
And
she's more experience. So Kanapke will bring it down, give it over to Luthold on the wing, back up top to Guggenbiller. 2-0 here in the first quarter. Luthold will get the ball back, and she'll try to get into Wendell, and she gets it stolen away. So Kowar get back.
Just trying to force the ball in too much when we're not open. So we need to just be patient.
Dews will then drive, put up a foul 5-footer, and Ron Bokey's going to call a foul on number 14 or number 15, Luthold. So Dews will go line shooting 2. Her first one is up and no good.
Well, Hall Brothers foul line is good to us. So good.
Yep.
I got to get those sponsors in. I'm good at that. I'm good at that. I'll throw it in there every now and then. Make sure they get credit where credit's due. Rebound to Whitley Rammel. You go.
Kanapke will get over to Luthold. Luthold back over to Guggenbiller, over to Kanapke in the left corner. Back up top to Luthold. Over to Guggenbiller. Swing around the arc, and they'll find Hope Wendell about 10-footer up no good. Rebound by Whitley. She'll put up no good. Rebound by Wendell up no good. And the Indians have a lot of chances there, Diana.
Yeah, they just didn't quite get her put in. Good defense by Coldwater.
So Coldwater bring it back down. Molly Steinke has the ball on the right wing. She'll fire cross court to Ava Gear. Ava will then drive, and it'll be a foul on Grace Guggenbiller.
She likes to use up her fouls, so let's see if she can just keep one foul this quarter.
Hey, only 2 quarters, we can be a little more aggressive.
She's got some to give. That's right.
So Gear will get it into Steinke, and she'll put about 5-footer up no good. Rebounded by Coldwater. Number 4, Gear will put up another shot, and it'll be out of bounds, and it'll go back to Fort Recovery. So 2-0 still our score here in the first quarter. Kanapke will walk on up for the Indians. 4:22 left here in the first quarter. This is only a 2-quarter game. The varsity will follow. Rammel will give it to Hope Wendell up and good.
Nice.
Good pass there by Rammel. find Hope Wendell wide open.
Hope does a great job of finishing, I tell you. She is a nice little basketball player.
Yep. And Shelby Gear will pull a shot, no good. Rebound by Guggenbill, and then the ball's on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. So it will go back to the Cavaliers.
That substitution.
Completely different group now for Hope Wendell will stay in the game, but yep. Evers, Gruby, Tollig, Garkey, and Wendell are on the court for the Indians. Colwire. Deuce has the ball. She'll give it over to Gear. She'll fire it over to Molly Steinke in the left wing. 4-0 our score here with 3:42 left. Steinke's going to put about a 5-footer up, no good. Rebound by Elena Evers.
Good defense by the Indians.
And she'll give it over to Colleague. She'll fire it over to Gruby up top to Marissa Garkey all the way back over to Colleague. She'll try to get to Evers and she'll be foul from behind. Foul beyond number
20, 31, Molly Steinke.
Yep. So that'll be her first, team second. So the Indians will take it out into their own basket. Colleague will unbound it. And she'll throw it right into a defender, a Colwire player. So it'll go back to the Cavaliers. Number 13, Smith, gives up to Steinke. Back over to Smith. Up top to Dews. And she'll keep it. Guarded by Colleague. Dribbling around, tries to get in the post. Good defense by Elaine Evers to step in front of Molly Steinke.
About 3 minutes left to go in this first quarter.
Colwire's going to pass around the arc up top to number 31, Molly Steinke. Steinke will then try to get to number 20, Bruns, and she'll lose it, but number 4, Gear, will pop a shot. It'll be no good. It'll go out of balance, so it'll go back to the Indians. We're kind of like a mile away, I feel like.
I know. I wish I would have worn my glasses. I'm struggling. Huh.
It's not easy when all the girls have ponytails and discovering all their numbers. So this is
Yep. Indians up 4-0 yet in this quiet first quarter. Very quiet.
So Colleague will bring it up, cross the timeline. She'll give over to Garkey and to Evers. Evers will turn baseline, try to get the Rammel on the floor, and she'll give it to Colleague for a 10-footer up, no good. Rebound by Molly Steinke. She'll give the number 14, Dews. Dews picks up a dribble, gives over to number 20, Brunt, or 14. Dews will give it over to, can't see a number 4, Gear. She'll pop a shot, no good. Rebound by Coldwater. Gear will give it up top to number 14, Dews, into Molly Steinke. Yep, and good. Second chance points there, Diana.
Yep, it was. Let's get that rebound. Oh, now we're having trouble finding somebody to get
and
the ball.
And Coach Vaughn's going to use the timeout.
Yep.
So we'll take one with him. Indians up 4-2 here in the first. They're on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at the Palace in Coldwater. And he ends up 4-2 here in the first quarter. Remember, this is only a two-quarter game, and the varsity game will follow. Gruby will get into Colleague, a minute 46 left here in the first quarter. Colleague will pick up her dribble, and she'll try to get to Garkey, and it'll be a kickball on number 4, Ava Gear. So we'll stay with the Indians. Garkey will get it into Colleague. Back over to Garkey, up top at Gruby. Around the arc to Colleague. Tries to get to Evers again, and she'll lose, and it'll be a jump ball. And we'll stay with Fort Recovery.
I don't know why we force it in there when it's not open. It's just,
that's twice now. Yeah. I think Colleague's been trying to get into either Hope or Elena.
They just collapse, and there's just no way to...
Cog gets it into Evers, up no good. Ramel will get the board, and she'll be fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting two. Good offensive board there by Whitley for a second chance opportunity. And then she'll step to the Hall Brothers free throw line to shoot two. First one up is no good. So she'll get her second. Second one is up and no good. And it'll be...
Not sure if it's a line violation or something. Didn't see it either. Must have been.
Kowar get back. Number 14. Dews will bring it up. Get a screen by Steinke. She'll give it to Steinke on a roll. Steinke will then go give it to number 4, Gear. Gear will dish out to number 14, Dews, and she'll fire it out to number 20, Bruns. Dews will get back. She'll give it over to number 4, Ava Gear. Gear will drive baseline on Groovy, and she'll give it out to number 20, Janelle Bruns, for a long two. So that ties the game up 4-4 here in the first quarter. Garkey will get up top to Groovy. Groovy looking around and will be tipped away by number four, Ava Gear, and she'll go all the way down and make a right-hand layup. So Colwire will take their first lead of the game, 6-4. 26 seconds left here in the first quarter. Garkey will give up top to Groovy, over to two, Colleague. Colleague looking around, gives it back up to Garkey, swung all the way around to Groovy, and she'll travel with it.
Just got to take care of that ball a little bit better. I think we'll settle down a little bit. We're getting a little anxious.
So Colwell will have 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dews will drive, dish out to Shelby Gear. Gear looking around, 5 seconds left, gives over to number 14, Dews. Dews will have a second, and she'll fire out to number 13, Smith, up for three, and it is good.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Another way, Coach Vaughn probably wouldn't end that first quarter. But after one, 9-4, we'll be back after this to start the second quarter here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to the Palace here in Coldwater. Indians down 5 here to start the second quarter in the JV game.
Let's see if the Indians can take care of the ball a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little sloppy with the ball, couple turnovers there or here and there, and then the lead goes away from you. So.
Yep. So if we fix that, I think we'll be all right. Just need to be a little bit more aggressive.
Kowar will get the first possession of the quarter. Number 14, Dews, dribbles around, gives over to number 20, Bruns. Back up top of Dews. Dews will then drive, lose it, gets it back out to Smith, and she'll give over to Steinke, wide open Gear for about 5-footer, up no good, rebounded by Kanapke of the Indians. Kanapke will fire it up to Garkey. Garkey will drive baseline, dish it out to Guggenbill. Guggenbill will fire up a three, up no good. Rebounded by Grace herself, and it'll be a foul on number 13. Smith, her first, team's third.
And you don't see that too often, following your shot on a rebound. So that was nice play by Grace.
Yep.
Making things happen.
Guggenbiller inbounded into Canapi. Is it back to Guggenbiller? Up top to Luthold. Swinging around to Garkey on left corner. Canapi over to Luthold for a long two up and good. 2-1 basket, Lily nice. Luthold.
Nice shot, Lily.
So we'll have a sub for Coldwater. And Coach Vine's going to put the Indians in a full court press. Coldwater gets out of it. They'll double team Gear, and she'll get out of it to Steinke. Steinke will put a shot up, no good. Rebound by Luthold. So Luthold will take it the other way. One possession game here in the second quarter. Garkey has on the right wing. She'll get it into Hope Wendell at the free throw line. Back to Garkey, and she'll lose it. It'll draw bounce.
Got to see that ball and get it in your hands before you turn your head. Huh?
Yeah.
Make sure you got it. Full court pressure by the Indians again. Why not? We only got two quarters, right?
Yeah.
See what they got.
It's a man-to-man press, and Coldwater will get out of it again. Dews will dish off to Steinke. Steinke back up to Dews. Indians are man-to-man defense. Gear has it, gets into Steinke. Steinke will go middle with it and lose it. Guggenbiller comes up with it, and she'll lose it, but she'll come up with it. She'll stop about a 10-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Garkey. Garkey will then find Luthold. Over to Knapke, over to Guggenbiller in the left corner. Up cross court to Garkey. She'll dish off to Hope Wendell. Good pass there by Garkey, and Hope will be fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting too. So Hope will go line shooting two. Try to make a 1-point game after these two. Up and good. Rammel checking for Garkey, and it looks like Coldwater's going to take a timeout. So we'll take one with him here on the 40 Recovery Internet Radio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Palace here in Coldwater. 9-7. Hope Wendell will get one more free throw.
See if she can make this a little closer game.
Yep. Not a bad crowd traveling over to the Palace from Fort Recovery.
It is a pretty big crowd over there. I think we got more Indian fans than we do Coldwater fans.
I'd probably agree with that.
Yeah, I would say.
And Hope's second one is up and good, so it makes a 1-point game. It means down one here in the second and final quarter. 4:43 left. Steinke will give it over to number 14, Dews. Dews will cross the timeline. She'll get it into Steinke, and she'll be fouled from behind from Whitley Rammel. That'll be Rammel's first, team's third. So Coldwater will inbound on their own basket and be out of bounds and stay with Coldwater. Dews will inbound it. Looking around, she's having trouble. Good defense by the Indians. And Willie Ramel will tip it to Gear, and Coldwater will get back. Dews will give it to Gear, over to number 20, Bruns. Bruns will fire up a long two, up and good. So that extends the lead to Coldwater to 3. Knapke will give it over to Luthold. Luthold will drive, get to Hope Wendell up, and no good. Rebound by Rammel. She'll get out to Luthold up, and no good again. And Wendell will get the board. She'll put up a shot, and we'll be fouling him.
Oh, I thought she had that one.
I thought it was...
Oh.
So
it looked like it was going in.
Yeah.
I think that's been a curse for us, and I think of even Hope a couple weeks ago. It's like that basket was just closing in on us. We couldn't get anything to fall.
So Hope will go line shooting two. Her first one is up and no good. Hope will get her second. It's up and good. And it looks like Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio. Indians down two.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
We're back here in Coldwater. Indians down two here in the second and final quarter. Lily Luther will tip it out of bounds and stay with Coldwater.
Boy, she could just get a hold of that ball.
Yeah. Seems like Jeff Vaughn is not going to take any timeouts home with him today.
No,
so.
Definitely not.
Deer will have the ball. She'll cross the timeline one-on-one with Guggenbiller, and she'll be fouled by Guggenbiller. And that will be her.
No, I think she fell.
Yeah.
Oh, she swatted the ball. I think I'll just fall. No, I don't know. I'm not down there. I can't see it. It's too far away.
Actually, the foul was on Knapke.
Oh, okay. So maybe she did.
I mean, I thought it was Guggenbiller and Gear, just them two, but I guess.
Yep. Aubrey must have got a hand in there. I didn't see. That explains it.
Dews will try to get into Sniff, and she does. She'll dish out to tipped out the Dews. Dews will turn around and give it to Steinke of Coldwater. Indians down two here in the second and final quarter. 3:29 left. Dews will have a dish off the Steinke, good pass, and she'll be fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting two. Foul will be on Rammel, her second, team's fifth. Molly will go to the line shooting two. First time stepping to the free throw line today. First one up and short. Garkey going to check back in for Hope Wendell. So Steinke will get her second. Up and no good. Rebound by Gear. Gear will put a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Gear herself. And it'll be a white timeout.
You got to be a little bit more aggressive with that rebound. I think we were just expecting somebody else to get it.
I get. We'll keep it here for the the varsity record for two teams at this game. Our 4 Recovery is 6-8, 1-4 in the conference, and Coldwater is 7-7 and 2-4 in the conference. Our sponsors for today's girls' game: first quarter, Cannell Tractor; second quarter, Fall Mechanical; third quarter, Fort Camp Excavating; and fourth quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. And we're coming up next week, Tuesday. The girls are Franco Monroe, no JV game. Varsity is WPGW simulcast. Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. Boys will then travel to Marion to take on the Flyers. And Saturday, the both girls and boys will host Miss Sinewall Valley. So that's next week. And I think Saturday. I don't know how they do it. I can't remember, but the Hall of Fame induction, I don't know if it's before the varsity boys game.
I think it
game.
Is. Yep, it's usually before the varsity boys game.
So.
After junior varsity. Yep.
Hall of Fame game is next weekend. Kawhi will get it in. And
who are our inductees this time? Do you know? Is that Tiffany Garkey, Holly
Tiffany
Stein?
Tiffany Garkey and Stein, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, he usually has the papers here, but...
Yeah, I think I've seen that been floating around the
social
media, so good for those girls. Two tremendous athletes come out of Fort Recovery, so I had the pleasure of coaching both of them, actually, so...
Deer's first one up was no good. Her second one up, no good, so...
Nice rebound by Lily. Luthold
will give it over to Garkey. The inning's down two here in the second quarter. 3:07 left. Luthold will get it into Guggenbiller, and she'll be fouled from behind from number four, Ava Gear. That'll be her second, team's seventh. So Guggenbiller stepped the line, shooting 1-1. First time she's at the line today. Guggenbiller. Put it up and it is good. So it means going down one now here in the second quarter.
Second and final quarter, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Varsity game will follow. Guggenbiller's second one up is no good. Rebounded by Gear of Coldwater. She'll give it over to number 20, Bruns. Dews will give it over to Ava Geary. She'll drive baseline on Guggenbiller, and then she'll try to get to Shelby Geary, and she'll be fouled from behind from Luthold. So that will be team 7 foul. So Shelby Geary will step in line, shooting 1-1. She's 0-2 so far today. Her 1-1 chance up ain't good, so extends the lead to 2 for Coldwater, 12-10. So she'll get a second. It's up, and it'll be a line violation on her, so I'll go back to Fort Recovery. Kind of leaning forward, huh?
Yeah, she sure was.
One sub for the Indians, Groovy, in for Lily Luthold. 12-10, and he's down two here in the second and final quarter, 2:46 left.
Jeff's wanting to get a shooter in there, got a nice long ball shot.
So. Yep. Knappy had the ball on the left wing, up top to Groovy, over to Garkey. On the right wing, she'll get in to Hope. Hope will then turn around. Knappy's wide open. It's going to be a long two up, no good. Rebounded by Coldwater. Dews will take it and dish off the Gear. Gear then travel. She picked up her pivot foot,
sure
but no
did.
Call.
She sure did.
And so that gives in Coldwater a 4-point lead. Kirby's
there it is.
Long two is up and good. And Coach Vaughn's still not going to take any timeouts home with him. So
yeah. I wondered if he had her out there to shoot. She's a nice shooter. So
I wonder if I don't have that paper. I'll play the Hall of Fame thing.
Okay.
During the intermission of two games, I'll play the... Neil has a three-minute segment of both girls going in and their accomplishments at Fort Recovery. So, remember, tonight the boys will travel to Fort Laramie to take on the Redskins. I'm thinking Petey Judy will probably get his 1,000 point tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He has to drop 20, which Fort Laramie is down this year, so I imagine he'll get it tonight.
That's
but you never
average,
know.
Right? Is average 20? How many more points does he need?
20.
20. That's his average.
He had 38 going into last night. He had 18.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, good.
Fort Laramie is a longer court, so let's see how the Indians come out tonight after being, I would say, upset by Coldwater last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. 2:12 left here in the second and final quarter. Coldwater has the ball up two. Dews will get past Kanacki, and then she'll foul. It'll be a 1-1 opportunity. I guess that's not an awful foul there by Kanacki if she misses this one, because she was by far past her.
Yeah, yep.
So, Dews. Step the line. First one. 1-1 up. No good. Rebound by Groovy. So, a good foul there by Kanacki.
Yeah, it was.
Groovy will give it over to Kanapke up top to Luthal. Luthal will. It's a rainbow shot up there, up and good.
Holy moly, that was a rainbow. Great shot by Lily Luthal.
And now we'll give the Indians a lead, 15-14. First time they've had a lead in a while. Kawar gets it back down on their side. Bruns will give it to Dews, and he'll be off Bruns' foot. And Kawar is going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him. We'll be back after this here on the 4E Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here at the Palace. Look up in the Fort Recovery crowd. I see a few former players of last year from Coach Patch, Grace Tin, Kyle Wendell, and Carly Stone are in the stands. So good to see them back cheering on the Indians.
Yep.
So number 14, Dews, will have the ball. A minute 27 left here in the second and final quarter. And she'll turn it over to Faith Groovy.
Nice. Now Coach, we need not to rush.
Coach Vaughn tells Groovy to slow down, which she does. She'll give it over to Luthal on the right wing.
It's one thing I've learned. You got the lead, don't rush.
Yeah.
Take care of the ball and don't rush.
Let them foul you. Groovy will be fouled, but no call. She'll go baseline with it, and she'll travel with it. That's... I wish they called that foul.
Yeah, I wish they would have too. She was getting kind of mauled over there.
So Garkey's on check-in for Groovy. Indians have a 15-14 lead here in the second quarter. 1 minute left here in the game. Dews gives over to number 20, Bruns. Bruns over to Dews. Dews will throw it across court to number 31, Molly Steinke. Steinke, use her dribble, pick it up, and give over to Dews. Into number 31, Steinke. Steinke will put about a five-footer up. No good. Rebound by Shelby Gear. Up and good. So that will give you Cole Wire the lead with 27 seconds left. And Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. We'll just keep it here.
Yeah, may as well. 30 seconds. Yep. We'll see what Jeff comes up with for his last play of the game, I imagine. 25 seconds left to go. Down one, so go for the last shot, you think? I don't know either.
I would say you have to put up a shot by have 10 seconds to on your side, and then you have to put up a shot.
Okay.
But Coach Vaughn, he thinks in many different ways. So
yeah, he does. We'll see what he comes up with. Looks like Whitley Rammel checked in for somebody. Not sure yet who, but...
Garkey, I think?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
So, remember coming up tonight, boys are at Fort Laramie and take on the Redskins. And I'm expecting that the Indians will be back on their winning ways after tonight, and then they'll take on next Friday. They'll head to Marion Local, and that'll be a tough one at the Flyer with the Flyers. So it's always tough traveling over there to Marion Local. So
yeah, they're pretty good this year too. Huh?
Yeah. I think Nathan Bruns is he just hit 1,000 a few weeks ago. So
yep,
it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, but
at Marion Local next Friday. So we have 25 seconds left, and Grace Gugan will throw right into Dews' hands, or Gear's hands, and she'll be fouled, or Dews will be fouled by Kanapke.
I don't know what was going on there. We had somebody open, so I think we had a play call, and we were forcing the ball, probably.
So Dews will step the line, shooting two with 20 seconds left. Her Our one-on-one opportunity is up and good. So it's in the lead to two for Coldwater. Grubby will check back in for Whitley Rammel. Dews will get her second. Dews will get her second. Ends up being good. So it makes it a 3-point game. So
let's see.
I was shot right there.
Yep.
Grubby then drive. Put up a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Grace Dews. Nope. He'll be out. Go out of her hands and we'll go to, I think, Dews of Coldwater. And she'll go back to the line shooting two.
They're just being a little bit more aggressive than us, I think, on rebounding. And it's a great drive and play by Faith. But
Deuce's first one is up and good. Second one up is no good, so I'll keep the lead at four. Grubby will fire up a Luthold. Luthold, 3 seconds left. We'll fire up a three up, no good, and that'll be the game. Final 19-15. Coldwater escapes. We'll be back to talk about after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back here to the Palace. Indians JV loses a two-quarter game with Coldwater. I'll go over the stats quick. Ava Gear, 4. Coldwater had 2 points. Shelby Gear had 5. Smith had 3. Dews had 3. Brents had 4. And Steinke had 2. For the Indians, Guggenbler had 3. Grubby had 2. Lethal had 5. And Wendell had 5. And the Indians come up on the losing side here at the JV game. We'll be back here in a few minutes for the varsity tip-off here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.